I have things to do, so I'm going to keep this brief. I have a lot of things to do. I'm sure we all have long lists of many things we need to do in these next few days as we prepare for the coming of Christ in the child. There's lots to do. It's a busy time. So I promise to keep this brief. This third Sunday of Advent is known as Joy Sunday, Gaudete in the Latin. You notice that our third candle is a different hue. It's a gentler color, it's pink, it's not so dark. And we hear these wonderful readings from the prophet Zephaniah, who says, "Sing out, O daughters, God has come to save you. Don't be afraid, God is in your midst. You are restored." And of course, Paul to the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice always." Again, I say rejoice. Joy. Let your gentleness be known to others. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. But bring all things to God in prayer. And that peace which surpasses all of our understanding will be with you, will guard your heart. Joy and peace, no fear, no shame, gentleness. You sack of snakes, you brood of vipers, who warned you of the wrath to come? Bear fruit that shows repentance. Don't rest on the laurels of your bloodline. Don't sit back easy because of where you've been born or who taught you about your faith or your history or your experience. The time is coming. Here's the good news. Change. Change your life. And the crowds came. Lots of people came. Lots of people came to the river, and in spite of being called names, being called snakes, in spite of the message of doom and gloom, they asked, "What should we do?" The crowd asked. The tax collectors asked the same question, "Teacher, what then shall we do?" The soldiers asked, "What shall we do?" And John the Baptizer, John the prophet, John who saw 6 months in utero, the mother of God and the conceived Son of God, and leapt, proclaiming then who was the one to come, says to them, simple, prescribed instructions about how they can change. Not just their skins, but their lives. He recalls them back to the very basis of what it is to be a beloved child of God. He calls them back to simple but important things. If you have much, share what you have. If you have two of something, give one away. If you have food that is plenteous, share it. Be honest. Be fair. Be just. And perhaps most difficult, be content. Because when we practice contentment, we put our trust and hope in the God who is here and the God who is yet to come. There is something in us that longs to be corrected and shown how to be more, how to be better, how to be ones who truly bear the mark of God in our lives, in our hearts, and in our living. and to be recalled back just as those who came to the river that day for baptism, to be recalled back that our lives may change, not just our skins and outer appearance. So on this third Sunday of Advent, when we have lots of things to do, let us hear the good news that the baptizer says to us again. Let us recall our baptism and remember that all things hang on these two laws, the great Shema, love God with all, and love neighbor as self. And who is your neighbor? You know who your neighbor is. It's your actual neighbor. It's your enemy. It's your stranger. It's your family member. It is anyone who comes into your circle that God sends to you who needs your love, who needs what you have to share, who needs what you don't need that you can give, who needs honesty and truth, your gentleness. Because when we live out that way, that brings us to joy. That brings us to that peace which surpasses all understanding. So those are the things we need to do. My list of things that keep me busy to get ready for this child coming in the manger and this Christ who will come to judge and renew the world? Well, I can put that list aside and now listen to these things that will make my life inside change so radically that there is room enough for God to come, for light to shine in darkness, and for joy to be shared in the world. Amen.